Amen. That was fun. Would you stand with me and let's go to God in a call to worship. I'll be reading the leader line, and if you respond with me on the response parts, let's go to God together. How magnificent is all creation. God's love is poured throughout all God has created. God's love is poured out upon us each day. Praise be to God. Let your souls and spirits rejoice at the goodness of God. Let all the people praise God. Amen. Now let's sing to God a little bit here. It's hymn number 152. I sing the almighty power of God, if you'd like to use your hymnal. But of course, today with all of our songs, the lyrics will be up on the screen. I sing the almighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at God's command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord, who filled the earth with food, who formed the creatures through the word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. Thine clouds arise and tempest blow by order from thy throne, while all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. And of course, we're still in the season of Christmastide, so I thought maybe we'd sing just one or two Christmas carol type songs, Christmas hymns. And this one's one that started it all off. Of course, we've come through the season of Advent now, our Advent sermon series that Pastor Kevin was giving to us was all about joy to the world, right? And this is one of the first songs we sang way at the beginning of the Advent season. So I thought, well, it's appropriate that maybe we sing in Christmastide one last time this great old song, Joy to the World, with the new-ish chorus. It's called Unspeakable Joy. So let's sing together, would you? Join me as we sing this song. Here we go. Two, ready, and... Yeah. Seat, please, and we'll go to Sam for some special music this morning.
Sorry, it takes 1 second to switch this out. This is a song I found, and it could easily work with any type of thing. I could have sang it at Christmas Eve even, but I think it also works with what's going on now because we're still in that Christmas time. So this is Gloria, originally by Chris Tomlin.
Shepherd's field on that silent night, the angel appeared and dark turned to light. The Savior is born in Bethlehem, wrapped as a spotless lamb. Gloria! So don't be afraid, I bring good news. Though you were lost, God came to you, our Prince of Peace, our only way. There in a manger lay Gloria. Gloria, Gloria, in the highest Gloria. The Son of God, the Savior has come. Came flesh with us to dwell, God with a face, Emmanuel, on this holy night, for the world he so loved, Jesus was born for us. Gloria, 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 in the highest Gloria, the Son. Savior has come, our Messiah here with us. The host of heaven sings Gloria. Let all creation sing Gloria. Gloria, Gloria, in the Gloria, the Son of God, the Savior has come, our Messiah here with us. Gloria, Gloria, in the highest Gloria, the Son of God, the Savior has come, our Messiah.
Thank you, Sam. Amen. Amen. Well, it's time for prayer. It's time to go to God to prayer. And perhaps this is the first time this year that you've done it. Perhaps you've already prayed this morning or last night before you went to bed. But at this time, I'm going to go to the kneel. If there's space up here for others, if you'd like to just pray from where you are, or of course, where you might be online as well. But let's go to God in holy conversation. Heavenly Father, as we come together today for the first time in a new year to pray as a congregation, we know some of us are excited and hope to continue the good fortune and joy that we experienced in 2022. But we also know there are others that are excited 2022 is over and ready to start a new page in 2023. This time of year is such a joyful time for us, Father, in many cases, because it's a fresh start. It's a chance to do something new or do something different. And Father, we just pray whatever we're coming from in 2022, that you help us and lead us through 2023 to do the very best and be the best that we can as we praise and glorify your name, as we spread the love that you've taught us. And perhaps the best way we can do that is by beginning with that most famous prayer, that most well-known prayer that we know, the Lord's Prayer, as we pray together: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now it's a time of offering, where we might begin the year giving our tithes and offerings by using the bowls centered in the aisles here. If you're not with us, we have opportunities online to give through Tithely. However you may do, and however you feel led to give today, please do so at this time.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him all creatures here below, praise him above ye heavenly host, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Heavenly Father, take these gifts, these tithes, and these offerings into this community, into this country, and into this world, that your grace and your love may be spread. And in your name we pray, amen. All right, please have a seat. Our scripture today is a bit lengthy, and then we'll go into the hymn sing right after that. Of course, it comes to us from the book of Psalms, which many people know, but in case you didn't, is the hymnal of the Bible. Although the music and the tunes have been long lost to the times, the messages are the same. So we're going to be taking this from the Message translation of the Bible. So it might be a little different language than you're used to, but at the same time, let's go to God and His holy word. God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out the enemy talk and silence atheist babble. I look up at your macro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, the moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being God's, bright with Eden's dawn light. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge. Made us stewards of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild, birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deeps. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. That's right. Now it's time for the hymn sing. And we expect you at home that wherever you may be online to sing right along with us. The words will be up there. You should do little screen caps. Do some screen captures of yourself singing and send those into the office. I'm sure Rev Kev would love to see those when he returns if you're out and about. Okay, so the hymn sing is going to be up on the screens. These are the hymns that were selected. I got everybody selected at least once. So everybody that turned in slips last week, you got at least one choice, and our praise team spoke up and has one as well. So we're going to do all kinds of music today. So let's get on with that very first one, and that's going to be I love to tell the story, and the words will be there. I've got this just in case the computers decide to be crazy and shut down on me. But we're going to sing the first and last verse of I Love to Tell the Story. If you'd like to use the hymnals, they're right there for you. Let's sing together, would you? Here we go. I love to tell the story. That's what we do with hymns every day, right?
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my love.
Next up, one that's oftentimes sung at the end of worship, but we're going to sing it just right now. It's called Pass It On. It's number 572. Spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. Let's sing verse 3 if you're using your hymnals. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend. Somebody to know that little extra part right in there. Nice job. Yes. All right, let's continue on with this. Another favorite, the old rugged cross. And on this one, we'll sing the first and last verses if you're using your hymnals. All right, let me hear you out there, crowd. Come on.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and the best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. Shame and reproach gladly bear. Then He'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. And so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Ah, that's a great song. Thanks for singing it. The only Christmas song, the only Christmas hymn to be selected in the slips last week is We Three Kings, which is an appropriate hymn for this week and next as we get into the season of Epiphany and so on. So let's sing the first and last verses 1 and 2, of We Three Kings.
kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect love. Born a king of Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect love.
And the praise team spoke up and said, hey, can we sing one too? And I said, of course we can. And this is going to feature Ellen. And those of you may or may not be aware, but just to put it out there, Ellen has started a new leadership role in ministry with our new worship experience. It's at Brick House Coffee on Wednesdays, called The Table. And what's going to be new for them in 2023 is they're going to be kicking off weekly worship meetings now at the Brick House. So if you are finding yourself in need of worship, or even just want to support the new ministry, Wednesdays at 7 o'clock at Brick House, come and worship with Ellen as the worship leader there. She's going to be leading the music and at the table worship experience. They've been working on it for a while and having some worship between here recently, but they're going to go full steam ahead in 2023.
Starting on the 11th.
There we go. So we're going to sing one of hers. This is a Christian daily prayer. If you know it, sing along. If you'd just like to listen for a minute, let those chords relax, feel free. Here we go.
Gracious God.
Again, Wednesdays at 7 at the Brick House, starting not this week, but next. All right, let's get back into the hymns that you all selected as well. A Great Morning Time one refers also, of course, to new beginnings, which this certainly is today. Morning has broken. We'll sing a couple of hymns, a couple of verses out of there. It's number 145. Blessed Assurance. That's number 369 if you'd like to go there. Just one of the most comforting hymns. Just that blessed assurance that Christ ever present in our lives. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior love. This is my story. this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day And a good affirmation song to remind us all of our time together. We are the church. It's number 558. We'll sing verses 1 and 4 if you're using the hymnals. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. Now we're ready for the chorus. Let's sing it. Here we go. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. Even if we don't know the words, right? We can be the church together. All right, let's sing. Let's have one more of our hymn sing here. This is the Spirit song, another great one of those songs that we've sung many years in this church anyway, as a song of parting. And as we draw close to that time, let's sing one more together. It's 347. Verses 1 and 2. Son of God, enfold you with his Spirit and his love. Let him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have those things that hold you, and his Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. And come and fill your lambs. Oh, come and sing this song with gladness as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to his name. Oh, give him all your tears and sadness, and give him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come. Jesus. So we've sung a lot of songs this morning. We've told a lot of stories in those songs. And we have one last thing to do on this day of worship, and that's to go out into this world. And one of the best hymns to talk to us about that is a song called We've a Story to Tell the Nations. We'll sing the whole thing. This is a song of triumph that marches right along. So be ready to sing with some joy and some energy as we stand one last time together. We've a Story to Tell the Nations, number 569. A story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light, a story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a song to be sung to the nations that shall lift their hearts to the Lord, a song that shall conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword, and shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigneth above has sent us his Son to save us and show us that God is love. And show us that God is love. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a Savior to show to the nations, who the path of sorrow hath trod, that all the world's great peoples might come to the truth of God, might come to the truth of God. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. Amen. And please be seated for a couple of announcements today. First thing, it is the end of our time with the beautiful holiday decorations up and around. So those of you that purchased poinsettias, if you'd please make sure you take them with you. Or if you're not here today, just swing by. I'm sure they'll hang on to them for a little while this week. So swing by if you're not, again, here today and pick these up. Now, my advice to you when you take them outside on your way home is give them a little bit of a shake before you get in the car, because I don't think poinsettias naturally grow with glitter on them. So you may want to give it a little shake outside, please, not in here, when you're picking them up, and perhaps excise some of that spare glitter that may find its way into your house if you're not careful. So take those home with you. Pastor Kevin will be back next week, and we're beginning a new worship sermon series that I think is going to be very, very interesting. You're going to want to not miss this series, because I know that when it comes time for me to go back to my other job, which is teaching at the high school here in town, that I'm going to experience this just a little bit myself, and many of us do. Let's take a look at this video for just a moment.
is breaking from your word. More light, more truth. Holy Spirit, help us hear what needs to be heard.
So do be sure to come back and join us and learn how to get rid of the blahs by shining more light. We could start right now, though, as we go out into this world and we shine the light of love that we have within us already. This beautiful love, this beautiful hope of a new beginning for 2023. Take that out to the world and shine some light, and then we'll see you right back here next week. Go with God.